This is Weekend Edition Sunday here on Public Radio WVTF. It's the first day of the year, and it's our first chance to say Happy New Year to Veggie Chef Andrea Mattione Willis. I do hope so far you're having a Happy New Year.
I am. I hope you are, too.
I am, and I really don't feel any pressure because I made zero resolutions.
Really?
But I have a feeling that you're going to maybe have a little help for those who have, particularly if they've want to make some changes in their eating habits, perhaps. Huh?
That's what I was thinking. I mean, as it is the first day of the new year, I'm sure a lot of our listeners are contemplating making some sort of change or have a resolution, and often those do have to do with diet or going on a diet.
If I made one, it would.
It would be.
Yes.
And one major change a person can make is becoming vegetarian, no matter what the reasons, health, concern for the size of your carbon footprint, animal rights, or you just want to make a change. This is a major lifestyle change for people who are used to eating meat.
Do you have to do it all at once?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
But it does help to pick a date at which you begin and get ready. And that's important, too. You want to do some planning and some prep work. First of all, what type of vegetarian are you going to be? That needs to be decided so you can plan your meals accordingly. If you're going to be a lacto-ovo vegetarian like me, you'll still have cheese and eggs, but of course you're not eating any meat. If you're going to be vegan, you'll want to avoid all animal products, including cheese and eggs. Now, those are very simplified, you know, descriptions of both of those, but that's something to think about.
Yeah, it is. You can't just jump in. You have to think about it and plan on it.
Exactly.
And do a little research, I guess, huh?
And in doing the research, there are lots of resources. Once you've decided how you'll be eating, you can look at recipes and food plans. Try looking at recipes like the one by the Cancer Project, cancerproject.org. Their cancer prevention and survival diet is plant-based. They also have many recipes you can try. VegetarianTimes.com is the website for that magazine, and that is equally wonderful. Another magazine I like with a website chock full of recipes is Veg News, VEGNEWS, and their website is VegNews.com. I recently read a piece on their website about the best vegan cookbooks of 2011. And speaking of cookbooks, those can certainly help you on your way. My personal favorite cookbook writer is Isa Chandra Moskowitz. I loved her cookbook, Appetite for Reduction, which is all low-calorie vegan recipes. She also has a website people might want to look at called Post Punk Kitchen, and that web address is theppk.com. And then, of course, there are also people who are going to want to experiment with the faux meat products as well. I can tell you I've liked everything I've tried from the brand Qorn, which is Qurn. Their naked chicken cutlets are kind of scary on how realistic they are. And Morningstar Farms also has good breakfast sausage patties that you can try. Both of these companies also have recipes on their website. There are lots of wonderful resources on the web for vegetarian recipes, meal plans, and advice. And of course, people can always email me at wvtfveggie@gmail.com. I'll be happy to send recipes or give advice or just listen if somebody's annoyed with how their new plan is going.
Okay. Well, it's good to have somebody you can trust that's heard weekly on your public radio station.
I think that is good.
Yeah. So you'll be there to guide them along if they need some help.
I'll be happy to.
Every Sunday morning, around about this time.
Excellent. Thanks, Jeff.